The Outcast, where sometimes we talk about Blockland. I'm Electric.
And I am Camel. We're back, bitches. We're back from the fucking trials and tribulations. We had the flu simultaneously.
We gave were sick. It to each
we
other.
Were sick well little boys. We both. What?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't agree with that sentiment. It's been a long time. We do apologize for being AWOL, guys. You know, shit happens. Life happens, you know? But...
You know, yeah, sometimes you get
life
AIDS.
Happens, but Blockland keeps on going. It's like Animal Crossing in that way, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing about Animal Crossing is it's not actually simulating the whole time. It's just...
Okay, is this Animal Crossing talk? No, this is Blockland, right, Electric? Jeez, come on.
Yeah, well, I said sometimes we talk about Blockland.
Okay, he's gonna veto that right now. Gonna stop that.
Well, you can't, because it's a partnership. It's a 50-50 thing. Well, it kind of has to be unanimous.
That's debatable. You know, people lose faith. Bad spot. They say, where is he? What's he doing? He's probably off at his resort house in Cabo, smoking whores and
drawing them too.
But you know what? Every once in a while, bad spot comes through
and draws women.
That too. But let's talk about Blockland R1956 because it had added a lot of new things, but we don't give a shit about that. Let's talk about the two big things, baby.
I do.
1 million bricks, baby. 1 million. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4 million.
Not 4 million.
I actually skipped. I went from four, skip a few million. And 8,000 data blocks. And most importantly, the lights in the wrench, when you get the light menu, they're alphabetical now. So you can go like, you know, apple light, blue light, orange light, green light. It's just, you know, it's very seamless now. I'm very happy about that. But none of that shit's important because 1 million bricks, baby. Oh, fuck. That's like, that's crazy. Because that was like a dream of mine when I was a kid. I'm like, 256K, I can get there in a day. But now, 4 days. Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not gonna, but it's been causing problems, though. People have been crashing and...
Well, then like, fuck them.
Driver errors, but...
They're the weakest links. It's Darwinian Blockland, bro. No, I mean, obviously, yeah, if you have a million bricks and you have high shaders, fucking, that's going to sink your computer into the ground. But you know what? Hey, that's still tight. And of course, when Sylvanor heard the news, he's like, well, time to go make a city with 1 million bricks. So good luck with that, bro.
So we're going to get Seattle four times the size.
We're going to actually just get Seattle. He's going to make such a good rendition of Seattle. It's like, why even go? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Why even go to that fucking city? See?
I've been there, and it's just like the one in Blockland.
Yeah, I went there, and I'm like, look at that. It's made of bricks. Think about it. It's Blockland.
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Really think about it.
No, buildings are made from bricks, so are buildings in Blockland.
Like transit property. Buildings are bricks. Bricks are made of plastic. Blockland is made of plastic.
No, it's not, actually.
Okay, actually, you know, I don't want to talk about this. This is an age-old argument. People are like, are the bricks in Blockland actually made of plastic, or are they made of, like, some weird material? Let's just set it straight. It doesn't fucking matter. Whatever, all right? They're made of plastic. They shine like plastic.
It's made from the skin of children.
Ooh, like the Necronomicon or something? That's weird.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, you know, I was recently diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, shit, dude. That's terrible.
So they're going to start me on chemo in a few weeks.
No. Hold on. Chemo? What? You know what that rhymes with?
What?
Demo. As in demon? As in demon treatment. You will die. I'm telling you, you got to smoke the good herb, man. That's the only way you'll get better. Cannabis oil.
Okay, goth boy, I will. Thanks for the advice.
You got it, buddy.
So basically, an old Gary's Mod video maker, Kitty 0706, died from leukemia. And
it was really shitty. It sucked.
It was. And goth boy insisted that the doctors should have tried a cannabinoid extract to treat his leukemia instead of some other operation, which it involves like a bone marrow transplant or something. And he did this short little rant, and then at the end of it said, "Stupid doctors."
Because he knows
better than doctors.
Yeah.
He even posted a case study where the cannabis or cannabinoid treatment worked, but the patient ended up dying. So that doesn't really count.
You know, and Machiavellian and justify the means. What the fuck? Well, because it started off with the whole anti-doctors, but then it went to an anti-vaccination rant.
Yeah.
And then that just spiraled into a huge shitstorm. I can't remember who said it, but I remember I think it was Seventh or Ike. It was one of those guys. Goth Boy had this giant wall of like links to things supporting his argument, and they just went through them one by one and just disproved every single one, like fucking boom, 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 boom. And then he, of course, didn't reply to it because Gothboy's favorite arguing technique is to say his point and then just ignore the facts and then be like, hey, that guy's point is weak. I'm gonna talk about that.
Well, I mean, one of the links he used was like from some Jesus website or something. But some of the links he used didn't even support his argument.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. Like, didn't one of them say like there's no real correlation?
Yeah.
Between that, that's fucking holy shit. That's some good evidence right there. You know.
Yeah. Basically, he thinks that he knows, with his very limited medical knowledge, he knows better than doctors, and he would have made the right call in this scenario.
Once again, Bothboy proving that. If you get into an argument based on something you think is right and isn't, you're probably not going to win it because we have the internet.
Well, you know what I think he should have done? He should have smoked some oak leaves.
Who did that? What's his name? Fucking,
The Coolster. He's just starting a new trend, man, because he's the Coolster.
Yeah, dude. Hey, smoke some oak leaves. Get high on life, man. Toke the oak. That's what I say.
Oh, do you?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't say that.
Yeah, who would?
Me, evidently. Viper. Now is two-faced. Viper. Now doesn't exactly mean what he says and he intends to do otherwise. Viper. Now is probably going to continue his behavior even though he explicitly said he wouldn't. There's no fucking stakes to not do it. I don't know why, you know.
Yeah.
Viper.
Campbell's gay.
Viper now likes Viper. Viper memes. Viper. 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 Fuck. Shit. I'm having a stroke. I had a Viper aneurysm. That's the sound of me. That's what a Viper aneurysm.
You're supposed to be dead.
Fuck you. All right. Yeah. Now. Okay. Here's what I think about this now thing. Aoki made the thread, right? Now, we don't have to do too much researching to know that Aoki and Now aren't exactly the best pals in the world, all right? So, normal complaints. Now's mean. Now shit posts. Now likes memes.
Which is all true,
I said basically way too much. That's like my favorite word in the world. And
it's literally your favorite word.
It's literally
it's
my
basically it's literally it's your favorite word.
Literally it's my favorite word. I don't really know what to think about this one, because honestly, Now to me, he gets a lot of shit, and let's be honest, Now does do a lot of dumb stuff, but I really don't think he does as much dumb stuff as he is accredited to doing. I know you feel differently, but like,
I don't give a shit. He can shitpost all he wants. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, honestly, what does it matter? People, you know.
I mean,
he posted the same meme 5 times. Great. Okay, I have 5,000 posts. You think anything really matters?
That is pretty annoying.
Well, I mean, that is annoying to use the same shit over and over again. But I'm saying, like, you know, my point was, I don't think Now is going to change because there's no reason for him to change. It's not Blockland. No one. I mean, he still has his friends, he still has his buddies, so why, you know, like, there's no real stakes to him doing better. But also, as simultaneously, this thread was basically a lot of problem users just kind of arguing against themselves.
I know, it was so funny. I thought
it definitely, like,
it's basically, you know, all the like you said, the problem users just arguing with each other. I mean, you had Alternative in here, you had Cast Sword, you had now, of course, Aoki, Lightbox. It's just all these problem users just arguing it out. It was really entertaining to watch.
Yeah, you basically, it seemed to be Now and C were kind of like on a team.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but you know what? I mean, the thing is, people, you know, Outpact came in a couple times, but, you know, people seem to think, like, you know, oh, fucking everyone hates Now. Really? No. Most people don't know who Now is. Most people don't know who anyone is. You know, it's just, it seemed to be a lot of people who like Now would kind of make a joke comment, and then you'd have, you know, that seemed to be very, very indicative of the kind of people Now hang out with. Basically, people would come in and say, Now fucking sucks. Lol. Inside joke. And then they'd be like, ha ha. And then people were like, what? No. Hey, Electric.
What?
Who's your Blockland Valentine?
It's Plasterware. It's always Plasterware. I'm in love with them.
You are? Have you professed your unfounded love? No.
Undying love.
Unrequited love for
Plasterware? It is very requited. He loves me back.
Really? I'm going to have confirmation on that.
We're lovers.
Well, you know who my Blockland Valentine is? Who? It's got to be Green Blockhead. Back from 2009. Remember Green Blockhead?
No.
You don't remember Green?
I've heard of him, but I don't
care. He was like one of those, like, seminal shit-posting retards everyone remembers. Except you, apparently.
No, I remember. I know about him. I just don't care.
Well, I don't care about you.
Because I know he's legendary, but we have a new shit poster like every week.
Yeah, we do.
The graphical capabilities of Blockland is really being explored. Has really been being explored ever since shaders came out. Like, especially after the Windows 8.1 update that allows Intel drivers to support shadows.
Yeah.
Like, now, have you seen that gallery thread reshade plus Blockland?
Oh, it's beautiful, dude.
It's fucking gorgeous.
It looks amazing. Yeah.
I mean, there's ambient occlusion, there's god rays, it's unbelievable.
Well, didn't this game come out like 10 years ago, practically? Yeah. And it looks beautiful, man, you know?
Oh.
Like, I feel like it's funny because everyone always criticized Bad Spot. Everyone always criticized Bad Spot because it's like, he totally lied in that trailer. The shaders don't look half that good. And, like, ironically, now the shaders look better. Like, yeah, we have made them look better now.
Yeah, if you use external programs, like the reshade or custom-made shaders like porous soft shaders, you can make Blockland look like a completely different game.
Yeah, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
That is beautiful, man. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of that. But the only problem is that my computer would never be able to
find it. I would get like half a frame per second.
I would get negative frames per second. It would actually take reality and slow it down to make it faster.
Wow.
Yeah.
One thing I really like is the, it's like this weird effect that makes it look like you're looking down on a tiny Lego set.
Oh, yeah, like a tilt shift kind of thing.
Yeah, a tilt shift camera.
Yeah, fucking, dude, just dope. Yeah, ENB, man. Blockland ENB.
I honestly think that it's going to get even better and better as time goes on. Like the graphical enhancements that people will come up with.
Really cool.
So good job. Great job, Kekko Man. Yeah.
Is that how you need to pronounce it?
Kekko Man. I don't fucking
care. Kenko? Kathriko Matin.
So build of the week is Luigi's Mansion by Mr. Nosati. It's an unfinished remake of Luigi's Mansion from the game.
Na 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 na.
Luigi's Mansion.
Na 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 na.
Nah.
This build is dope. It looks really
cool. No, you're not doing this. Please.
I love the colors and the way it emulates the original GameCube game.
I kind of wish we were in the same room so I could cover your mouth and fuck it.
Oh, Jesus.
So yeah, it's not a complete remake. Well, it is a remake, but it's the build's not complete. He just kind of got bored with it, so he gave up, which is understandable because he started it 3 years ago.
It's hard to remake the entire game.
You know, yeah, I mean he got I think basically the entire first floor and about 20% of the second floor done, which is awesome. Way more commitment than I could have done.
Yeah, so I do hope to see some Luigi Mansion RPs coming soon.
Oh yes, furniture humping everywhere.
Can I be the ghost?
Fuck you, I'm ghost.
Join my ghost family.
So, quote of the week comes to us from Weaver123. He posted a topic about wanting to get the Slayer logo branded on him.
He wanna get that old... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He just wanna get that old... Yo! I want to get that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He just want to get that. Whoosh! Whoosh! Bah, nah. Fuck! He just want to get that, you know what I'm saying?
So then Seven Sandwich replied with, just get a tattoo. And Weaver replied, I don't like needles. But you like getting third-degree burns from hot metal.
Electric, you know what? Sometimes you just gotta go big or you gotta go home.
Well, one of the things that Destroyer pointed out is that when you get third-degree burns, your skin literally melts away. So he's not gonna get like some like professional or whatever. He's going to get his friend to do it. So one of the things that might happen is that when he's getting branded, it might slide away. So he'll get a kind of the Slayer logo, but kind of have that like a trail on it.
Well, then he could just take it off his back and then put it on his wall in like a poster.
Just like, get a skin graft.
Yeah, put that in his fucking wall, have that above his bed when he sleeps, like a dream catch or something.
Jesus, like a... Oh shit! No, never mind. I was gonna make a Doctor Who reference, but I would have.
And then wait, it's gonna slide away, right? So it's gonna slide away now, slide away now, slide away now.
Okay, let's end this.